रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 104. रावण डिस्चार्जेस हिज ट्राइडेंट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. At the sight of Raghuvira, the wise one, thus enraged, all the creatures quaked in terror, unable to lift their eyes to him. The earth shook to its foundations. The mountains tottered with all their forests and beasts like lions and tigers. The oceans rose, the birds cried harshly, rumbling dreadfully. The clouds overspread the four quarters of the sky. The anger of Rama and the dreadful portent struck terror into the hearts of all creatures. Ravana too was afraid. The heavens above were crowded with the cars of the Devas, Gandharvas, Uragas, Garudas, Danvas, Daityas and Rishis, all eager to have a sight of the wonderful battle between the two renowned heroes, which was destructive like the final dissolution. The fight between the two with strange weapons and ghastly astras heightened the eagerness and fear of those that witnessed it. Then the heavenly hosts, out of love for Rama, repeatedly blessed him, saying, Raghunandana, may you defeat Ravana. On the other hand, the asuras blessed Ravana, saying, Ten-headed lord, slay Rama, out of their love for him. While the onlookers were fanning the flame thus, Ravana set his heart upon the death of Rama and grasped in his mad fury a weapon of rare powers. Then he bethought himself, shall I use this now or keep it till a more dangerous occasion arises? It was hard like the Vajra of Indra. Its roar was terrible. It was covered with iron spikes like unto the lofty mountain peaks. It was enough to destroy the foes. Sharp were its points like the fire of dissolution enveloped in smoke. It threw into shade the trident of Lord Rudra himself. Enemies dared not draw near. It was quite enough to cut and hack and cleave the bodies of all creatures and make them die in agony and terror. Ravana blazed in his wrath as he grasped the trident in the middle and lifted it above his head and roared like thunder. And his Rakshasa warriors around him stood in wonder with eyes red with anger and mountainous of bulk. The sound of his roars from their deep and powerful throats, the Rakshasa hosts were filled with irrepressible joy and exclaimed, Rama is no more! The sky and the earth and the quarters quaked in fear. All creatures were bereft of their senses at the tremendous roar of that wicked one. The waters of the seas were sorely troubled. Ravana waved the trident aloft and roared more frightfully, Rama, see you this trident? The Vajra of Indra itself makes no show by its side. I throw this at you out of the unspeakable wrath in my heart. You and your brother to help you will be no more in a moment. Many a Rakshasa here has fallen by your hands. Are you not eager for a fight? This day you will die at my hands and rise to the high worlds. This day I will slay you and place you on the same level as my dead Rakshasas. Stay, stay! Let me allow this trident to drink your life breaths. And he shot it at Rama. Wrapped in flames and lightnings, it came on with a deafening noise from the 8 gold bells on it. Raghuvira bent his bow and stayed his course like unto Indra, putting out the fires of dissolution with his blinding rains, but they were nowhere to be seen, consumed as they were like moths in a fire. Rama was filled with unspeakable wrath when he saw that his arrows were reduced to ashes by the power of the trident. He grasped a shakti that was given to him by Indra through Mathali the driver. He held it aloft and waved it with a frightful speed. Whirled with the boundless strength and force that Rama put in his arms, the gold bells on it chimed sweetly. The sky blazed with the splendor of that weapon, even as it was paved with meteors at the end of long ages. It dashed against the weapons of Ravana, drained it of its strength and its luster, and reduced it to a blinding shower of dust. Then Rama shot his arrows with rare quickness and struck at the horses yoked to the Rakshasa's car, and they were endowed with the speed of wind. Ravana was hit on his face and breast and cloven. His limbs were pierced through and through and rained torrents of blood. The hero resembled an Ashoka tree in bloom. Thus wounded sore all over his body and bathed in blood, he lost heart in the very thick of the fight. But he recovered himself and was possessed of immeasurable fury. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.